78. Amar HaSeichel. So we did the first part of 78. Basically, he says that there's two parts to Hashem's what's it called? There's two parts of Hashem's way of interacting with the world. There's the Oifen HaGaloi and there's the Oifen HaSeser. Right? There's the open way and the closed way. And the dark way, the light way, the way you show Ha'aras Panim, the way you don't show Ha'aras Panim.
Horus.
What?
Horus.
Ha'aras Panim, the light.
Light.
Or. From the Lashon of Or. You know that, yeah. And therefore, the things which we have in life, the ruchnius, come from the ha'aras panim of Hashem, and the gashmius comes from the hester panim of Hashem. Uma, now page Samach Gimel, it's in the middle of 78. I think it's on page in this print. It's on page this one there, 168. You're in 168 there. Umashahubahan Haga, and just like the two ways Hashem interacts with the world are through clarity, Ha'aras Panim, and through Hester Panim, and that creates Ruchnias and that creates Gashmias. So too, not just in the way Hashem interacts with the world, but in the way Hashem created the world. Ki anivruim agasim ha'achurim, the completely physical creations, lo nivru ela behester panim, were created through the concept of hester panim, which means Hashem's hiddenness. Ki lo ha'ir lohem pnei kodshoi. He did not provide the full gilui, and angels and completely spiritual creatures were created through ha'aras panim, through the actual kavod of Hashem. And that's where guf and neshama coming together. Sha'agov, our bodies, in yonav b'chol drachayim, is primarily in its ways, behester panim nimshachim boy, comes from a hester panim of Hashem. There's another one there if anyone's interested. Noach's, but I'm sure he would let anyone use it. And the neshama comes from ha'aras panim. And it's 168 in that print.
169 in English.
Yeah. So, and Ha'adam, the man, who atzmoi, he himself, ha'misakin ve'hanitkan.
Which means
He is the one who does the tikkun, which means the, what's the tikkun?
fix and repair.
Yeah. I don't like that word so much. That sounds like a mechanic.
Perfect.
Perfection. Yeah. I like that
Perfection.
better. So,
Correction.
yes. So the person himself is the one doing the perfection and the one becoming perfected. Because it's such a the neshama is perfecting the guf. So therefore it's really usually you have to take the car to the mechanic. Let's talk about that muscle. So the mechanic is fixing it and you're getting the benefit. You don't usually, right? Unless
Oh, isn't your own car?
I'm saying, but if a person needs CPR, they can't do CPR on themselves, right? There's usually a giver and a taker. There's usually the one providing the effect and the one receiving it. He's saying, man, he's created of two opposing factors, and therefore he is perfecting and becoming perfected
Wow,
at the same
definitely.
time, because it's his neshama part and perfecting the guf part. So he's doing both parts. And let's put it in the terms that he's saying now. It's being mechazik the chelik of ha'aras panim over the chelik of hester panim, which means the hester panim is the part that you don't see the godliness in as much, which is the body, versus the neshama, which is pure godliness. So the again, if the function in life was ignore the guf as much as possible so that you can, the neshama could shine, so then you're not perfecting the neshama, so you're matzliach in winning the battle. But he's saying, no, you're perfecting the guf, and therefore it's you're doing both.
When he says perfecting the guf, does he really mean putting the instincts of the guf in control?
Probably to some degree, yeah.
In control of the neshama,
subservient to the neshama.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So it comes to the point that the guf doesn't push the person towards those things anymore. I think to some degree people have experienced that, right? If a person, let's say a person you tell a child, you go in a store, and you tell the child's like the kid, you're going shopping, and they like run towards the ice cream. And then you tell them it's not kosher. Okay, fine. It's not. The next time you go to the store, the child doesn't even want it anymore. They're not asking for it. It's not like they're defeating it every time. So that means that there's a certain ability that the seichel and the neshama have to take away the taiva of the guf. It doesn't require that thing anymore. But it comes to a point where you lose your taiva for things which you've trained yourself, the neshama has trained the guf to ignore, to not seek.
That's a ruchni's idea. So vegetarians probably eventually stop craving meat also.
Why are they not eating it?
Whatever the cheshbon is, but saying it's more of, I don't know. I didn't think of that. So.
Saying someone's on a diet. That's not true.
No, not a diet. That's
eventually, you always been to breaking it.
That's not a diet.
I'm saying it's a change over the nature is the neshama beating over the guf.
If the neshama totally defeats the guf, the goof isn't going to eat, it's not going to drink, it's not going to sleep.
It's going to do what it needs. It's not going to eat more than needed.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to look like a Willy Wonka, like a Charlie Wonka.
Like what?
Like a big tzaddik that you see him, you barely see his goof. You're in his presence, you basically feel like the neshama right there. It's sitting there, and some skin around it.
Have you seen such
a person? I saw about Baron Liebsteiner.
You're going to Chaim Kanievsky. You stand there, it's like.
Yeah, I'm saying, Chaim Kanievsky, that wasn't his avoidant life.
Right.
It didn't seem like.
His
avoidant life wasn't fighting Gashmus, wasn't that precious. So he was doing something else. Obviously, the person that's involved in Olam Hazeh is not going to reach any level whatsoever. I'm just saying, every person focused on something else. It seems like Rav Steinman made a very big dogish, like a very big focus of his avoda on limiting his pleasures in this world. I sort of saw Elie Weintraub because Rav David Shustel, I was sitting with Rav David Shustel when Rav saw Elie Weintraub came to Lakewood. And I was sitting with him, and then he said that.
He said what?
He said that he I just saw a person that barely looks like a human being, basically.
Oh.
Meaning, all you see is a neshama. So that's why I said that. But, okay. Vehu inyan, and this is pshat in the pasuk, va'asisem oisam, which darshan's chazal, va'asisem atem, it's up to you. You could strengthen in yourself the physical side, or the spiritual side. instead of what the guf needs, and instead of perfecting the guf, you are deepening the darkness of the guf, being overly attached to the dark side. If you are able to win over the Yetzer and avoid the seeking of nothingness, you will be able to win over the guf, and you will be able to perfect the guf. Okay, he's deepening the idea. That's all I could say. We're still in the middle of 78. We didn't get past that.
It's not so complex. Other things we've done.
I think he's getting at something.
But it's not.